Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Cochrane reviews cover a wide range of treatments across health and social care, and also look at ways to prevent health problems, sometimes with interventions that we might not think of as medicines or medical. In March 2015, the Cochrane Oral Health Group published one such review, looking at whether the use of the sweetener xylitol might prevent tooth decay. Philip Riley and Deborah Moore from the group, based in Manchester in the UK, tell us more.
Despite being entirely preventable, tooth decay still affects the majority of people worldwide, with prevalence estimated at 60 to 90% in schoolchildren and almost 100% in adults. Tooth decay occurs when bacteria that live on the teeth metabolise sugars such as sucrose, glucose and fructose into acidic waste products. The acid then dissolves tooth enamel, which is made of crystals that are soluble in acid, in a process called demineralisation. Therefore, one way to prevent tooth decay might be to use sweeteners that won't lead to these acidic waste products. And we wanted to investigate whether xylitol might achieve this.
Xylitol is a naturally occurring sugar alcohol, or polyol, found in many fruits and plants, and it's as sweet as sucrose. Three processes have been suggested for how the consumption of xylitol products might reduce tooth decay. The first is through sugar substitution. Xylitol has been shown not to cause tooth decay, as opposed to sucrose, glucose, or fructose, which do cause it. Second is through saliva stimulation. Chewing gum or sucking on a lozenge will stimulate the secretion of saliva, which reduces acidity in the mouth, thus helping to prevent tooth decay. Thirdly, and most controversially, is the potential that xylitol could go beyond not causing tooth decay and actually prevent it. This is because xylitol can't be used for energy production by the bacteria responsible for tooth decay, which means that less acid is produced as a byproduct. It has also been suggested that the xylitol-resistant strain of the bacteria responsible for tooth decay are less able to stick to tooth surfaces, so they form a weakened plaque biofilm. But do these surrogate outcomes translate into the hard outcome of reduced tooth decay? Unfortunately, even after reviewing the worldwide evidence, the answer is still, we don't know for sure.
We included 10 randomised controlled trials in our Cochrane review, analysing data from almost 6,000 participants, most of whom were in the two studies that tested a fluoride toothpaste containing xylitol against a fluoride-only toothpaste. The pooled results of these two studies produced low-quality evidence suggesting that using the xylitol-containing toothpaste over 2.5 to 3 years may reduce tooth decay by 13% in the permanent teeth of children. However, both studies were judged to be at high risk of attrition bias, and both were conducted in the same Costa Rican population. This makes it difficult to know whether or not this result would apply to other populations.
There was insufficient evidence from the trials of lozenges, tablets, syrups or wipes to conclude whether or not xylitol can prevent tooth decay in children or adults, and there were no eligible studies of chewing gum. Looking to the side effects, although xylitol is known to cause things such as bloating, wind and diarrhea, this wasn't particularly prominent in the trials we reviewed. 4 studies reported that there were no side effects, whilst 2 studies reported similar rates of side effects between the groups that did and didn't get xylitol. The remaining studies either didn't mention adverse effects at all, or mentioned them but without reporting any usable data.
So, in conclusion, our review has shown that more well-conducted and adequately powered randomised trials of xylitol products are needed before more definitive conclusions can be made about the effects of xylitol for the prevention of tooth decay. Studies should investigate a range of dosages, including the recommended threshold dose of 5 to 6 grams per day, below which it is currently thought that xylitol would not have an effect on tooth decay.
To read more about the current findings on xylitol and to watch for future updates of this review should further evidence become available, visit cochranelibrary.com and run a simple search for xylitol products.